You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has indicated
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, text us on 5395 or give us a call on 309-3879. In mid-March, Minister for Economic Growth Nicola Willis announced a proposal to cut 71 rules that agencies were required to follow when tendering contracts. One of these rules included living wage requirements for people working in cleaning, catering, and security guard professions, which Nicola Willis proposed to be axed. In response, trade union Etsu launched a poll asking voters about their opinion on the government's proposal to axe those living wage requirements, to which 60% of respondents said they opposed the proposal and wanted to keep the current regulations. Surprisingly, almost 45% of ACT and National voters responding to the poll also said they opposed the living wage requirement changes. I spoke to Rachel McIntosh, Assistant National Secretary at Etsu, about the poll and why the government needs to keep the living wage for those affected professions. All right, so to begin, can you give us a rundown on the poll you conducted in response to the government's proposal to remove living wage requirements?
Sure. So we asked people whether they approved of the government's proposal to remove the requirement for a living wage to be paid to cleaners, security guards and catering workers who work for contractors to the government. That was the poll that we did. And a significant majority, more than 60% of people, disapprove of removing the living wage.
Why do you think that the government has selected these professions to be cut from living wage requirements specifically?
What the government says is that they want to increase jobs and increase wages, and they're doing it by potentially cutting wages to some of the already lowest paid essential workers. These are the workers who contract to the government. And so what they're doing is this procurement rule, which means these are rules that the government has to follow when they are contracting services. And those services are cleaning, security and catering. And what the government's saying is we no longer want to ensure that people doing that essential work, keeping this country running, have to be paid the living wage.
Do you have an idea of how many people are affected by these proposed changes?
Thousands of workers. The government is the biggest employer in the country, and that includes indirect employment, which is these contractors. So, yeah, there'll be thousands of people affected. And there was a campaign that took years and involved not just these workers, but whole communities who campaigned to have the government recognise the value of the work and insist that people doing that work are paid enough to live on. And so this proposal, it lets down those workers, it lets down whole communities who campaigned because they see that it is only reasonable to earn a living wage. The difference between a living wage and the minimum wage is the difference between being able to pay all your bills or not. It's the difference between being able to enrol your kids in sport, being able to go to the pictures from time to time or not. It's the difference between being able to pay your power bill and your petrol and your rent and your food and having to choose and sacrifice one of those expenses. That's the difference that we're talking about. And this is what this government is proposing to take away from people.
A significant proportion of respondents who were National and ACT voters reportedly supported retaining the current living wage requirements. Was this a surprising result, and do you think it has any significance?
I think it's really significant. It's really not surprising because people are decent and people do not really want other people to suffer. And it's a really strong message to this government that even people who voted for them see the living wage as reasonable. So more ACT Party voters and National Party voters support retaining the living wage than support taking it away. That's a really strong message to this government that they need to drop this proposal.
Do you think that the government would attempt to cut living wages for more professions if they were left unchallenged?
Absolutely. This government has been removing protections one after the other. They removed the protection of workers to be able to have a fair pay agreement right at the beginning. They are talking about removing the protection of workers to have their employment rights recognised. They are wanting to make workplaces, small workplaces, less safe. They say health and safety is only for big workplaces. There's so many things that they are doing that take protections away from people, and this is just the last in a long line, really.
And lastly, how will Air2 oppose the proposed changes by the government?
We are speaking wherever we can, and we are encouraging the public as well. And we have done this poll, and we think that sends a really clear message to the government. And so what we say to Nicola Willis is you need to drop your proposal. You need to recognise the value of the work that workers for your government are doing, and you need to keep the living wage requirement.
And that was Rachel McIntosh from Air2 Union speaking to us about a poll they conducted showing a significant number of people opposing proposed changes to living wage requirements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.